still have her hand on the Bible. We take you now live to the steps of the United States Capitol in Washington, D.C. for President William Jefferson Clinton's second inaugural speech.
My fellow Americans, thanks. Now give me a break. Let's party. God bless America.
Mega Coffee, official coffee of the second term. If Kenneth Starr drank Mega Coffee, he'd be done investigating by now. Mega Coffee, we swear on a Bible, it's good.
Hey, sports fans, there are plenty of ways to get your favorite stats on your favorite players or teams in your favorite sports.
Completion percentage, batting average, total career rebounds, any stat service can give you stats like that.
But real sports fans need more. That's why there's Stats Deluge at useless.statsdeluge.com.
Ground balls hit by Cal Ripken Jr. have bounced a total of 46,532 times in his career. How does that compare to Ty Cobb or Minnie Minoso? You need to know.
John Elway has led more fourth quarter come from behind victory drives than any other active quarterback. You'll find that stat on Stats Deluge, but you'll also learn how many groupies tried to get into his hotel room in 1996.
How many hairs in Patrick Ewing's mustache? What NBA point guard has the fastest burp? What's the depth of the average major leaguer's puddle of spit? Real fans know the answer.
Get Stats Deluge at useless.statsdeluge.com.
64 meg of RAM, 6.4 gig hard drive, minimum computer requirements. Invoice may not reflect dealer's cost.
Honey, you'd never be able to keep up with me.
Oh, because you drink Reassure? That good and healthy stuff Grandma makes you drink?
No, honey, you can't keep up with me because I'm dipping into your Ritalin. Now, out of my way!
Reassure, the drink for your golden years that makes you think you're doing better than you are. Reassure, it might not add fears to your life, but it will add life to your fears.
Hi, I'm Jerry Burp. Excuse me, this is the Man Minute. Today, how will Super Bowl commercials sell products used by women to the predominantly male football audience? Well, I've previewed some of the spectacular Super Bowl commercials. I especially like the one with Deion Sanders insisting, "I like maternity clothing." He wears it into the locker room, and it's so cool that soon all the Dallas Cowboys have maternity clothing in their wardrobe. I just hope it doesn't catch on with gangs. Then maternity clothing will be banned in high schools. Not as effective as the commercial where Anfernee Hardaway and Little Penny starch a Wonder Bra and use it to hold veggie dip. But the best way to sell women's products to men is to convince the men to buy them for the women. So the Michael Jordan Petunia Pig production that ends with a line, "Show that you care, give the gift of my doll," may be the best of the lot. Well, enjoy the Super Bowl. That's a Man Minute. I'm Jerry Burp, excuse me, and thanks for tuning in.
Mr. Vice President, it's an honor to meet you.
Tom Osborne.
Thanks for coming.
Why did you invite me to Washington, Al?
I'm feeling out running mates for the 2000 election, Tom. I'd be proud to have you on my team.
I'm thrilled, Mr. Vice President, but I'm from Nebraska. I hope you lose.
Why, you dean of college coaches and dirty rat. Them's fighting words.
Now I'm really mad. Put up your dukes,
okay.
Al.
Okay, Al.
Take that.
Al.
Let Tom Osborne's loss be your gain. Do you have the dynamic personality to attend state funerals and royal weddings in the 21st century? Apply now to be vice president in the Gore administration. Call 1-800-VEEP-ME-AL. That's 1-800-VEEP-ME-AL. Call now.
Hey, Joe, where are you going with that plum in your hand?
Gonna still my old lady, Bill.
A little fruit keeps her quiet, huh?
Sure.
Sure?
Sure.
No, something from Tamerlane?
No, nothing from Tamerlane.
No, nothing from Tamerlane?
No, nothing from Tamerlane. We've sold everything. These commercials are effective. Radio works.
So if I advertise on radio, I could
sell everything too.
Oh, gee, I think I'll buy some ads on KTAM and clear away the wreckage of my past.
Right, Bill. KTAM, KTAM, Tamerlane's radio station right here in town, plays all the great animal noises you grew up with. And KTAM's courteous sales staff can make the most of your advertising dollar. Ask about getting your ad on the morning show with that wacky duo, Sit and Stay. KTAM, from Tamerlane.
This is the Mean Farmer, and this week on the Mean Farmer Show, God suck my boots dry, is it that time of year again? Super Sunday, the Super Bowl, AFC versus NFC. And you know, for 14 straight years, the AFC has been NFC, not friggin' close. Yeah. They'll have the big halftime show, you know, during the Super Bowl, including the Blues Brothers, which is appropriate because, just like the teams involved, one of them is dead. Yeah, this game's really significant around where I live because it involves a small, boring town, Green Bay, Wisconsin, which is best described as Fargo, North Dakota, with a really big lake. And, of course, an NFL team, the Green Bay Packers. I got that, too. Now, that's who I've rooted for years. I mean, they used to have a guy named Fuzzy play for him. You got to like that. Fuzzy. Plus, a lot of Packer fans wear cheeseheads. I like that as a dairy farmer. I made myself a cheesehead out of real cheese, of course. Made it the last time they made a championship game, so it's real cheesy now. You know it is. Oh, you know. Yeah, Green Bay's taking on the New England Patriots. Liberals. Dukakis's team. The squad that has a guy named Drew. What kind of sissy name is Drew? Plus, with just one tiny stroke of pencil, you know, just add one short diagonal line, Patriots becomes Rat Riots. Yeah, Rat Riots. Can't root for them. So grab the Cheetos and the Cheese Whiz and the stinky cheese dip and come to my Super Bowl party. Wear your green and gold Oshkosh. I'll supply the beer. All I ask is that you throw up outside this year, okay? Next week on the Mean Farmer Show, Ebonics. This be the Mean Farmer saying, bye-bye.
Hi, this is Dickie Schmooze, and listen, it's the most wonderful time of the year. And now, for the first time ever, you can celebrate this wonderful midwinter holiday with a CD of your favorite Super Bowl carols, sung by what might sound like your favorite artist. As your family decorates the big screen, you can sing along with such classics as The First Super Bowl, Lombardi Did Say. Well, I won't sing anymore. But you'll also get I Saw Mommy Kissing Michael Irvin, Silent Pregame, Holy Pregame, Hark, the Herald Says We Won, and of course, Happy XXXI Season's Over. We've waited all year. It's almost here, so don't delay. Get your CD of Super Bowl carols by sending $24.99 to Dickie Schmooze, Summer All is Coming to Town CD, Box 1, Hard Rock, Coco, and Joe, Montana.
Is it on yet?
No.
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 Is it on yet?
Stop it, Newt. The Super Bowl don't start for 52 hours yet. This is just a pre-pregame. Or is it a Vita? I get confused.
Oh, Punch. You mean Ray Nitschke's not really gonna beat up the cast of Friends?
Oh, that's just a come on, Newt. Look, the next hour I'll take a look at the shoes each team's gonna wear on their left foot.
What about socks and bean dip?
Socks? Bean dip?
Well, one of them go under shoes, don't they? Oh, wait, what about Band-Aids? They have enough Band-Aids for the game.
Terry Bradshaw's doing 2 hours about Band-Aids starting at midnight. Now shut up. Howie Long's talking about rug burn. I just love the Super Bowl.
Is it on yet?
No.
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 Is it on yet? It has snowed again. Should we take it personally? Hello, I'm Garfield El Dorado.
And I'm Sophia Loren. We will answer this and other questions at our seminar, Snow, Where It Come From and Who Uses It, Sunday at the Two-Way Mirror Motel in
Omaha.
If snow lands on my property, do I own it? We will tell you.
If so, can I sell snow futures if it's cloudy? Come find out.
Driving in snow is difficult. Why are no car dealers selling sleek new snow plows the entire family can enjoy?
Did it ever snow before? Why don't I remember how to drive in snow? The answer will shock you.
Find all the answers at our seminar, Snow, Where It Comes From and Who Uses It.
Sunday at the Two-Way Mirror Motel in
Omaha.
Unless it snows. Hi, I'm Jerry Burb. Excuse me, this is the Man Minute. Today, now is the winter of this continent. Everyone's getting a little edgy. It's called cabin fever. Though I don't know anyone this side of Beresford, South Dakota, who actually lives in a cabin. Mine scientists say that lack of sunshine makes us cranky and lethargic. Kind of like it's everybody's special time of the year. I say it's a good time to test our evolutionary skills. It's while we're at our biological lowest that we are at our psychosomatic most vulnerable. So if we can affect a modicum of socio-transgender sensitivity, we can say we are truly ready for the age of communion that is dawning. Or we can wait until Groundhog Day and blow that evil little rodent to smithereens, because we just can't take another 6 weeks of this, let me tell you. Till then,
Everybody just leave everybody else alone. Give us our space. Stay away. Don't touch. That's the Man Minute. I'm Jerry Burp, excuse me, and thanks for tuning in. Hey, Joe, why is that animal bumping into things?
Why, it's a blind groundhog from Tamerlane, Bill.
A blind groundhog from Tamerlane?
A blind groundhog from Tamerlane. Used to test common over-the-counter mascara and eyeshadow by Tamerlane makeover scientists, these groundhogs are as blind as a Tamerlane blind housefly. So on Groundhog's Day, it won't see its shadow, and
winter will be over.
Oh, gee, I'm going to blind every groundhog I see.
Blind groundhogs from Tamerlane, available now at Igor's Eye Charts, Naomi's Double Take Previously Shoplifted Goods Emporium, and Plugholes Drain Debris Collector's Centers, coast to coast.
Sunday is Groundhog's Day, and the U.S. Postal Service reminds you to mail your cards and packages early if you want them to get there on time.
Packages should be sealed with sealing tape, paper, rope, twine, barbed wire, or super glue. If you have incredible ultra strength, you may compress your package to the size of a pea.
Groundhog Day cards should be placed in approved envelopes 5x7 or larger. Colored envelopes are okay, but remember that postal workers hate orange. Do not use orange envelopes, but do use the 9-digit zip code.
The Department of Roads has asked us to remind you that due to increased traffic on Groundhog's Weekend, fines will be triple in construction zones.
Also, everything is now a construction zone, and we have enacted many secret laws that will be easy for you to violate.
Have a safe but tense Groundhog Day. This is the Mean Farmer. This week on the Mean Farmer Show, you've got mail. Yeah, you've got mail. That's right. I got me a computer. Sits right on my workbench next to the jigsaw. Figured it was time to join the cyber village. Everybody I know had a computer. Even Brickhead Mattson down the road, but, you know, he used a fake online persona. He pretended he was a 22-year-old girl, and he ended up running off with a 55-year-old woman who was pretending to be a 26-year-old guy. I hear they're very happy. Yeah, some farmers have computers in their tractors with geo-positioning, as he used a satellite link, and they can tell within an inch where they are on their farms. I tried that. I'm 6 feet from the frozen cow carcass, and I just run over the mailman. Heck, I don't need a satellite. I got a window on this thing. I knew that. You know I knew that. Oh, you know I knew. Anyway, I got my computer, and I bought a computer game called Killing Floor. It's kind of like Doom, but it involves cattle. Oh, it involves cattle. I got an electronic banking program, so now I got a chance to threaten my banker without going into town. And I got a screen name, thought about it for a long time. My screen name is Mean Farmer. I get email, I send email. I love the chat rooms, hang out in Lonely Farmer Seeking Dirty Talk Room, meet lots of twisted people who have no lives just like me, and I can surf the net. I always end up there at Mama Mona's House of Pain site, and it got some pictures there, people all tied up. I think one of them is my banker, as a matter of fact. Yeah, next week on the Mean Farmer Show, busy signal.
Hi, this is Tiki Schmooze, and listen, now you can get the snow off your sidewalk, driveway, the roof of your house, even your lawn, with just the push of a button. That's right. Toss out the shovel, sell the snowblower. All you need to keep every inch of your property dry and full of friction is the Dickie Schmooze Lot Defroster. I got the idea from those wires in the rear windows of a Taurus. Now I've adapted automobile technology to the ground. With the Dickie Schmooze Lot Defroster, you just dig up every inch of your property, bury heat coils about 2 inches down, and put everything back the way it was, and just plug it in. Turn it on and watch the snow melt as it hits the ground. You'll be the envy of the neighborhood. To get the Dickie Schmooze Lot Defroster, send $1,500 to Dickie Schmooze Lot Defroster, Box 1, Patty Melt, Samoa. Caution, use of the Lot Defroster may cause power outages. Do not use if any other electrical equipment is running anywhere in a 16-block area. Always wear rubber clothing when going out during use.